Blog Talk Radio.
Jello, baby.
Is it on? Is it on, honey? Is this thing recording? What's up, YouTube land, Twitter land, Instagram land, Snapchat, Grind the Scrub, BBC, Chat, Facebook, Periscope, and last but not least, every single one of my bitches. Christian Mingle, and the lands all across the land. This is your girl, T.S. Madison, and I'm coming to you live and in color from the marvelous chateau. And baby, tonight we have the sub kisses herself in the house. Kaya,
baby, Kaya, what do you got to say to the girl? Please remember that you're not connected or no longer in touch. Oh, there's a hater on the line. Let me fuck this bitch one more time. You make another face, bitch, that's fine. Cause I'ma fuck your ass one more time. Next caller, bitch. Ooh, I'll stop calling, bitch. Cause you ain't talking about your bitch. About it, and you ain't talking about your bitch. About it. I think you're sitting here waiting in line. What's on your mind? I'm so irrelevant. Talk to me, bitch. I got the time. Talking a lot about nubby, the bitch. I'm on my grind. Hold the last thing I need is a bitch. Wasting my time. Zero thoughts giving. Fuck your opinion. I got mine. Hold a mouth up. This is the truth. This where the lie. I'm on my motherfucking. You can't be stopped. I'm on the clock. Ain't got the word about you calling again. Your number bomb. Next call. There's a hater on the line. Let me fuck this bitch one more time. You make another pay, bitch. That's fine. Cause I'ma fuck your ass.
Open up the Bonnie, who watching your videos, bitch? Who watching your videos?
Everybody is watching my videos, baby. Everybody. Everybody.
All right, guys. We're just going to let AB do that for the rest of the time.
Okay. Look, I'm not from the East Coast or from the South, okay? I'm just going
to go. All right, can y'all stop? I have to do my intro. What's up, YouTube land, Twitter land, Instagram land, Snapchat, Grindr, Scruff, BGC, Jack, Facebook, Periscope, and last but not least, every single one of my bitches. Christian Mingle, and the lands all across the land. This is your girl, A, B, and we're here in the marvelous chateau with my co-host, Vonnie, and Gamma.
Hey, Do not start this. Well, Gamma is our co-host. Welcome to the show. He's filling in for Jane.
This is the Queen's Court. Thank you.
He will be filling in for Jane for today. Anyway, so this is our emergency special. And we're just going to jump right into it because, we know you guys waiting too long because this is a time show.
Okay.
Give you guys like a little overview of what's going on. So if you don't know, I kind of call it a little ruckus earlier today or whatever on the IMVU community, as I always do, intentionally or unintentionally. In this case, it's unintentionally, but I always make a thing where I'm like, that. But this is what happened, okay? And so I was tagged in a post on Instagram, and it was with other nominees up from this, what are the AMAs or whatever. And originally, I was, like, really excited because, I always get excited when I'm, like, tagged in for music. But lately, the way I've been, like, the way they kind of set me up with, like, other people who I feel like are not on the same level as me or the same platform, I kind of don't look at it as, like, a compliment. It's more of an insult. So I decided to share my frustrations on my Instagram, and I kind of just, just told from my perspective, like my point of view. And of course, a lot of people had a lot of stuff to say about that. And that's what we're here to talk about now is people's responses to what I said. So if you don't know what I said, I'm not going to do all of that because, it's all on my Instagram. Go on my Instagram, you catch all the tea on that. But we just here just to address the people who are responding back to what I said. So like I said, go to my Instagram, it's behind me, and catch up on all the tea what I said. I didn't feel like I was
left there. We don't delete stuff because we know the truth, sweetie, okay? The truth is the truth, so we don't have to delete it if it's the truth. And if it makes sense, get into it. Don't address, get like.
Exactly. And I was, like I said, I was just so surprised just to see how many people were like, saying what I said and then, taking what I said and then, like, kind of blowing it out of proportion. Like, they kept on, like, okay, let's talk about this Bryson. I'm just going to get right to him. Like,
okay.
Bryson made, I got the post here. I'm not going to read everything because, there's just too much time I'm giving him. But we are going to read a little bit what he had posted.
Nikki.
This was sent, This was okay. So he let me just make this clear. He actually deleted what he said.
Listen to you.
Mm-hmm. Extra shout out to extra.zoo. That is extra.zoo on Instagram. Go to their page, follow them because they sent me in the screenshot. All right,
no free promotion. God bless you guys on the pies. Come on.
Shut up.
Oh,
so anyway, this is what Bryson had said. So he said, okay, I'm taking a fucking minute to just say this. The whole fucking reason the INV music industry is shitty is because you have males behind half these fucking avatars. I only know a handful of females that are in the music industry. Doesn't mean there are more, but I'm just saying all these males who want to be females are the ones who kill the industry. You think your ass can just prance around acting like you the shit? Wrong. You're a male, and just because you think you can treat real females like shit, saying you can't even be on my level, hold the fuck up. You don't even have a slick shit or even talk shit on my name. So we're going to stop it at that, because the rest of it is just nonsense. And, you know, you're going to stop it at that. That's enough. You got to get the gist. He was basically trying to attack me for my comment and made it seem like I was attacking all females. Or just attacking females in general, and that he basically was saying that if the people who role play as female avatars and who are men behind the Abbey, they're the ones who causing all this drama. So I'm going to say my opinions for last.
Okay. Gamma, you can go first.
Right, Gamma, so what you got to say? How do you feel about it?
The thing is, it really doesn't affect me personally because that's not my field, but I speak on it because I hang around those people that he's pretty much bashing. And my thing is, he has, I'm sure, even had, to an extent, sexual intercourse with these same people he's speaking on.
Repeat that one more time. You know, I don't think they heard you way in the back.
Okay.
I'm almost certain. Bryson Tiller, B.L., Omarion, L., other role play, P.E.
That's two L.
I'm certain he's had sexual intercourses with a male or the specific people he's bashing or speaking of. So I don't, for him to even know that this industry is full of that, if you feel some type of way, why are you still here? You wait until this entire situation blows up to now finally say something about these gay males. I mean, it just doesn't add up to what I have to say about the situation. If you know this industry is full of these types of people, why are you involved? If you have a problem with these people, why are you still here?
Mm-hmm.
Is the person that he's dating, is that really a female?
Ooh. Yes, that's definitely a female. It's an older one, too, at that. Very
open
old.
Up the lines!
Okay, so open up the lines. So, first of all, I'm going to talk about Nicki Minaj before, because I know you're behind Bryson Tiller's account. We don't even have to talk about that because we know you're behind Bryson Tiller's account. You keep running around role-playing these people because you know in real life nobody wants to date you. You're a grandma. You done have 7 kids. You done have 7 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time for you to sit down and get off of IMVU. You need to start writing your will. Get your 401k together and start getting your retirement check. So now, what we're going to do is we're going to sentence Nicki Minaj. She needs to get off of IMVU. We're also going to put her in solitary confinement.
Okay.
So she gets her grandchildren together.
Hot ass goddamn covers and shit.
Okay. This is not even about Nicki Minaj. Okay, let's talk about Bryson Tiller. Well, Bryson Tiller is Nicki Minaj. I don't care what y'all talk about. Bryson Tiller is Nicki Minaj.
Go ahead, because say what you got to say. I want to explain to people why we came to that conclusion. This is why I feel.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you say it.
I'm not talking about that. Go ahead.
Okay. So this is why I feel like Bryson Tiller and Nicki Minaj are the same people. Because if you notice, when I had made that post, no, first of all, I always feel like, y'all know I have the eye of the tiger. You know, that's what Brian called it.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm a Pisces, so I have like, this little intuition to where I feel like I know when someone is, like, lying. And I feel like Nicki Minaj is actually Bryson Tiller of IMDU, which is, like, I don't know, like, I just feel that way. Like, if you just look at the way, like, they act, like, they
I
act
mean,
very...
just like Keisha Kiyora is Gucci Man. I mean, can
you say that again? Way in the back. People in the way in the back.
Basic bitches. Put it up.
But anyway, let me finish.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So the reason why I feel like that, you guys, is honestly because, like, look, when I had made that post, when I originally made my post, that was several hours ago when I made my post. It wasn't until I had complimented another Nicki Minaj, and not the Nicki Minaj that he's dating or the Nicki Minaj that she is when they started making their post about me. That literally happened literally almost 2 minutes after I made the post about Nicki Minaj. That's when she went, and made the post bashing me after I praised the Nicki Minaj, which wasn't her. So that's the reason why I feel like, you know, that
nobody needs to be praising that Nicki Minaj. She just needs to go. Nicki Minaj is not for you. You might have a Nicki Minaj nest, but you don't look like Nicki Minaj. Nobody can ever edit the ugliness in your face. They can never edit it away. It's still always there. You don't do anything good.
And then you have to ask your question. You have to ask this too at the same time. Like, first of all, if everybody thinking behind the Abby, you're like this old ass person. Like, who would want to date you? What young?
Grandma, yes, you know.
And if you're black,
you have seven children, and each child has one kid. So you
and
have
if
seven
he was,
grandkids and seven
and
children.
And if Bryson Tiller was a real ass nigga behind the Abby, or if that wasn't Nicki Minaj, he would not choose you. Like, he would not choose you, bitch. That's how I know you're choosing yourself, bitch, because all you can ever love is yourself. So, baby,
you
suck on that.
Have to show me love.
But this is
but
my
anyway,
thing. Then he deleted his post, and then he made another post. He made another post that I'm going to just briefly. He basically came back saying, I proved my point. The females of the IMBU community are the ones who create the most drama. You can't say one thing without them getting all hurt. Then he went on to say he's not homophobic. Then he said, real females don't create as much drama as you do. But, I mean, he just said there's not many females in this industry. So what real females is he talking about?
That's the thing, too. It's like when he had made that when he initially had made that comment about, like, bashing us for being, like, the cause of, like, why, me attacking real females. If you look into his comments, there was a mix of mostly females, real women, attacking him. Like, what the fuck are you, like, Bonnie has always lived his life open, like, never gave his picture out. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, real women came at him for saying what he said.
And then I had made a post, too, like, what the fuck are you talking about? First of all,
okay.
I'm broke.
Yo, I just got the scoop. I'm not going to say who sent it in, but somebody just DM'd me and said, alert, Bryson was just on Nikki's live saying that he's bi now.
Oh, he's bisexual.
Open up the line.
Open up the line.
Can you connect about a little bit? But wasn't the Nicki Minaj that he's dating, what's she supposed to be about too?
Who?
The Nicki Minaj he role playing? Or like the Nicki Minaj that he's supposed to be dating, what's she supposed to be about too?
No, she's supposed to be straight. Because she don't even like gay people.
Mm.
That's where we at. Let me talk about that. If y'all look at what Bryson said all about the trainee thing and how trainees train, all that stuff. If you look at Nicki Minaj with a B, if you look at her past beefs with people, the trainees of IMBU, she always has something to say about all of them. She never arguing with real females or men or nothing like that. She always argue with the trainees, and she literally has made it known that she hates them. That whole post that Bryson made.
So we're going to say
just like
Nicki Minaj has known as Bryson Tiller to sexuality therapy.
Okay, you're going to sexuality therapy. I want to know what gay man has hurt you. I want to know what gay man has hurt you in your past. We're going to give you therapy, and we're also going to give you anger management. And we're also going to give you role play classes because you don't know how to role play, Nikki. We're also going
to
give you.
I just feel like when it comes to this industry, then that everyone knows that this industry is pretty much dominant gay people, and you know what I mean? The whole gay situation just needs to disappear. You know what you're in here for. I don't think every situation you need to bring up someone being gay, or you need to bring up the industry being dominated by gays. I mean, it is what it is. You don't have to keep bringing it up.
Because like I said, you know when an avatar is a male behind the avatar. You just know it. You see it.
They look better. Every female avatar looks. It is what it is.
Looks
you know what you're into.
And that's a serious point.
And then another, This is my last verdict on that, like my last comment on that, because we got to move on to the next person on our docket, which is Fenty. Was it Fenty Day or something? I don't know what the boy's name is. But we move on to him next. But before I get to that, I do want to say this too, because a lot of people are misconstruing what I said in my post. I'm very clever with my words. I don't use my words very, very carefully. So when I make a post, and if I don't at you, if I don't state your name, then you should not be taking offense to what I post. If you do, then most likely, like I said, you're part of that 99%. That's the problem. Now, when I made my post, I was not saying that I'm better than anyone else. I said that people are not on the same level. There are a lot of people in real life. A lot of people are not on Beyonce's level in real life. That's a fact. A lot of people on IMV, there's a lot of people who's not going to be on my level. That's a fact. That's not me saying, like, oh, I'm better than you. It's a fact. You're not on my fucking level. You can take offense towards that unless you feel like you unless you want to know you're not on my level. Like, that's the only people going to get mad and try to comment my post when you know you're not on my level. If you can take offense to it, then most likely you probably think you're on my level, but you don't. Like, you know, that's it is what it is. But, like, don't sit up here and make it seem like, oh, I think I'm better than everybody else. I don't think that. That never came out
of
my mouth.
There's no need to think when you know. There's no need to think when you know. There's no need to think when the IMU community tells you every day that you're better than everybody. There's no need to think when you know. When you have the knowledge,
well,
you
that's
know.
True. That part is true. People come to me all the time like, bitch, I love you. I stalk your page. If bitch is stalking your page, just come on now. Let's say something.
Hey, Ebony.
We'll get right after. I'm about to say Kyle. What is it, Kyle? Kyle Massey. Mm-hmm.
Next page. Next
docket, because like I said, when I say stuff, a lot of people get butt hurt. They like to try to come for me, attack me. That's the wrong thing to do. Y'all should already know that by now, but y'all still be trying. So next person on the docket is going to be Fenty J. A little brief scenario, what happened. Actually, when he posted this, I was not even, I don't know what I was doing. Like, I literally responded hella fucking late because I'm just like, wait, what the fuck is going on? But anyway, so this person tried to comment into my post. And basically made it seem like I wrote, like, this extra long-ass paragraph or this basically I took time out of my day just to write, like, this long-ass paragraph basically bashing people, saying I'm better than them and I should be doing something more meaningful in my real life. And I pretty much responded to that in a very classy way, and I was really proud of myself. So I'm going to keep that same tradition and be classy. And basically what I told him, you know, let me find it. I basically confronting him, saying, like, first of all, you said I took time out of my day when, in fact, you took time out of your day as well to comment into my post about how I should, about your feelings towards what I had, about your feelings towards the statement that I made about the music industry. Like, first of all, like, if you're so butthurt by what I said, then you need to reevaluate yourself, because nothing that I said was that seeing you personally. I didn't add your name. I didn't call you out specifically, but you felt the need to respond because you felt hurt, you felt hit, you felt hit by what I said. You need to reevaluate your life, your real life, and your IMU career. You know what I mean? So that's all I have to say with that. And then I wished him a happy holiday, you know, because like I said, like, I'm not upset, I'm not mad. You know what I mean? I want people to understand, I'm not upset, I'm not mad. I just stated my shit, like, I just stated my opinion. And for some reason, every time my opinion, it causes controversy, but everybody has one. I can't have mine. But
so AB seen what the guy said, and AB decided to say something, and AB said, I'm sure you're new to the game, so you wouldn't understand anything of what he's saying. He can feel however he wants about his nomination. Worry about yours. Bonnie doesn't give the music industry anything anymore, and now they're giving him stuff. Why?
I like that.
Not
I like
asking
that.
He's not asking for these awards, so why are they giving them to him? Why put Beyonce in a category with Cash Doll and Cupcake in real life? It wouldn't make no sense. There's levels. You're clearly brainwashed.
And a lot of
thinking
people
that there's nothing wrong.
Go ahead. I was going to say this.
There's,
a lot of people are going to be thinking, like, I'm comparing my to Beyonce. I'm not. I'm just using Beyonce.
You
just,
well,
I don't compare myself. Beyonce is Beyonce. I'm buying. And that I'm buying, you know, well, I'm buying real life, I'm buying, you know, ideas. But it's thing, like, I don't compare myself to Beyonce. I'm just using Beyonce as an example because it's the most obvious. I'm trying to get you guys to understand, like, what's most obvious. Like, it's obvious that people are on different levels. And you can't sit up here and nominate people and put people in certain categories against people who are not on the same level as them. Like, I don't feel like I'm on the same level as them. If y'all do, then, you know, just say it like this. You know, girl, you are on a level. Then tell me I'm on a level. But I know damn well I'm not. So instead of y'all, like, always getting butthurt about something, talking about we bullies and we bullying people, do right. Put out some quality content. Like, that's all I ask from y'all. Put out some quality content. Do something. Like, actually put work, like, put some effort behind what y'all do. Because if you're going to spend time on INVU, at least put some effort behind it. I don't know anybody who lived their life half-assed and shit. Like, why would you want to half-ass everything? If you're going to be here, then make that shit work. Put some effort behind it. Don't sit up and try to come and attack people because of how they choose to spend their time. Like, I don't forget why people do that. Like, that's some old-ass ancient shade to sit up here and say, what the fuck you say? The fact you take your time out of your real life to type all of that. Like, bitch, what do you mean, bitch? You gotta.
We take time out of our real life to be on IMVU, period. IMVU Instagram, period.
Just like he do. He's in love until he was an IMVU artist. Like, when I say was, I didn't know what the fuck he was, honestly. He creeped in my DM a couple of times, trying to flirt with me, of course, like all the little niggas do, try to flirt with me, try to get a come up. And then when I turn them down, then it's going to become like this little vendetta against me. I didn't give you a place, so you mad at me? Like, baby, no. Like, bullshit, get the fuck up out of here. Like, I saw your shit a mile away, and I smelled it in its stump, and I dismissed your ass in the same sentence. So, you know what I mean? Like, Oh, shout out to Ryan. Is that Ryan?
Who?
Yeah, shout out. No, Riley. I'm sorry. What's that, Ryan? Shout out to Riley. I don't know. Somebody who just. Oh, that's what's kind of a little kid, I think. 15 kids.
Next case.
I think I said it right.
What I have to say is, who are we talking about? Fancy Ray. You're a new artist, sweetie. You're not even a new artist. You're an artist that tried to make a come up.
I don't even know who that is.
At a period of time, and that's just the real deal. I didn't know who it was. I still don't know who it was, and I looked at your profile, and I still don't know who you are. Your profile it doesn't tell me anything. All it tells me is that you used to be an artist, and
hit
you tried to come up, but you couldn't even get up. Hitmaker, what hits are you making? You don't address me, get like me. You have no money, baby. Looking like that, you don't have any money.
Photogenic?
Your piss is with a mess. You need to add it.
Interior J?
I don't know no James. Next.
Enough with
okay.
All that full free promotion. No more of that.
Okay, no full free promotion unless I'm getting paid for it. Now, what I have to say, how I'm going to end it is basically you're...
Oh,
ain't no ending.
What?
We have 45 minutes.
Hold on. Listen to what I'm saying. Do not... You cannot say anything if you don't have any knowledge on something. You clearly have no knowledge on the IMVU industry. I've been here for 3-4 years. I know what's going on. I know this industry in and out. I know how to make people. I'm not even going to talk about that. You don't know anything about it. So you cannot speak upon it, and I will not respect what you have to say because you don't know what you're talking about. Like I said, when you come to me, you have to come with facts. I don't want to hear – we only deal with facts here. And that's period, point blank. Don't address me. Get like me. Next.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so, Gamma, what's the word on that?
He's it's not going
to
be on the phone.
We're putting you back into artist development. You need some artist development courses. You need to learn how to write a hit. You need to learn how to write a hit. And said you need to come see me. Let me write you a hit.
I am living for this movie. What you say, Gamma?
Like,
what you say?
Next
case. Next all the time.
Next case.
Okay.
Next on the docket, the legendary, iconic, Mr. Derulo Vu.
Oh, okay.
I thought I was already here.
Jason Derulo, is that you?
No.
He says his shows and awards stick like grits.
Stick like grits? Well, the grits must not be sticking right now.
Wait a minute. So is he going to be on the line? Or he? I don't know if he want to be called a he or a she. I don't know.
He can't
make
it online. No, he can't make
it
online.
So I'm. Can I
just
give the overview this? Because, you know, a lot of stuff kind of him from my post. So I did make a post about the E! News event. And, you know, if you guys don't know, I think E! News is that's sponsored by Jason, right? Like, he owns all of that. He still does, don't he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all know I went to his event. I've been going to his events, like, supporting him, you know, so like that. And I just want to be hoping that these events are going to be, like, really entertaining, going to be fun. You know, the last one I went to was about the domestic abuse, and
girl.
I was just let me get to it. And I just was expecting so much more than what I was presenting, for the lack of a better word. And I really just felt like a lot of people don't really take their time to actually produce quality. As you guys said, it's like my main theme of the night is quality. It's all about quality.
Well,
quality.
For them, they put their all into it. They're all.
Mm-mm. It's not. And the reason why I said it, like, and the reason why I think a lot of people think that their events are quality because they don't have anything. When I say they don't have anything, I feel like there has been quality events, but they either choose not to attend those, they haven't been around, or they choose not to attend these events or to support these events that have quality. And they rather,
don't worry about that.
And they rather support events that don't have, you know what I'm saying, that don't have quality. And I used an example of Gammo because I feel like Gammo always, like back when he did used to do a lot of events, his events are always of quality. Like, anybody who knows when Gamma puts something together, like, it's going to be lit as fuck. It's going to be done to the T. Even everything from the production point of it to, like, the actual venue to you know, the nominations. Like, you know, you want to get fairness and you want to get quality. You know what I mean? So, like, I get so upset when I go to these events and it be, like, so shitty. Like, the venues be so shitty. And then just the production of it just was so shitty. And that's how I felt about E! News' recent event. Like, I didn't like how the venue looked. I just felt like it was an old-ass room. I didn't like how Keisha Kaora's wedding venue looked. I felt like it was an old-ass, outdated room. It was laggy as hell. I don't think that nobody brought drama for it to be a bad event. I just think that the event itself was just bad. So you can't blame it on the people. Because when I was there, I didn't see nobody arguing. I didn't see nobody causing a ruckus. I just saw a bad-ass event where people did not enjoy themselves because they were nagging the fuck out. And I saw some old, outdated materials. You know, when I say material,
that's what you have to understand. The older your products are in your room, the more KBs they take up and the more laggy your room.
Mm-hmm.
Start getting some new
That's a fact. So can you repeat that one more time for people who didn't hear that way in the back?
I don't repeat for bitches in the back, so hurry up.
I'll repeat it. So basically what he said is that the older products, the older stuff that you use for your rooms when you're trying to produce a room, that is going to eat away at KB. So it's not necessarily the people. People do kind of contribute to that KB for what you're wearing, but a lot of it be the products. The products can have a lot of KB. And then you have these big-ass rooms for what? When you know only like 20 people going to show up. 20 people going to show up. Why the fuck you got a whole-ass, big-ass room, a whole other side of the wedding decorated when you know damn well nobody's going to be up there? Or you got E! News with this dinner, and you know nobody's going to be over there. Everybody's sitting in one little place the whole time. But you can sit here and decorate this whole entire facility, and nobody wasn't even over there. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, and then you have food there. I don't think people even ate. Like, you can't even, you sat out, I don't know, I think it was food on the table, but it had, like, no actions for you to actually eat the food, and it has been a dinner. Like, you have to really think of this stuff, like, really, like, put thought behind it and make it make sense. And make it be enjoyable, because at the end of the day, if you can put together events, make it entertaining. It's all about entertaining people. I don't feel entertained when I go to you guys' event, and I know I'm not the only one. I'm just the only one who's speaking up about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm going to have to say about that. Do better.
Y'all already know AB would have said something, but AB was blackballed from it. Gemma, do you have anything to say before I say mine?
This is my thing. I personally have never had any type of problems with Jason or his wife or anyone. I mean, I think they're cool people. But I will say this. Jason, although we are cool, you are E! News Productions Incorporation, however you guys want to classify yourself. You guys are part of the issue. And I say that to say this. Like, I'm on E! News boo page right now, and some of the people that you guys do for, like, Econic, like, you guys just have to stop rooting these poorly thought-out concepts. You just have to stop rooting them on, because when it's just like training someone. If you train a person and you know they're poorly doing something, but you keep telling them that it's okay, you're going to continue getting that same level of actions. You're going to
conditioning
the same type of stuff. So So that's why I feel as if you guys are a part of the, you guys are a part of the issue, and it starts with everyone.
Right. So, and this is my thing, like.
News.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna say this too before AB says something. Why don't you guys just ask the people who actually put together nice stuff? Like, why don't you guys just come to Gemmo or like come to me or don't come because
don't,
don't
come
AB.
To me.
Don't come
to
AB.
Don't come
but
to
is y'all like, okay, well, come to me. If y'all need help, like, I won't help you with no fun, like, funding it, but I will definitely help y'all if y'all need help.
Hold
like,
on. Sorry. Let me tell you why not to come to me. This is the thing with me. I do not, A.B., Vaughn, Sierra, anybody, they are, I don't mind helping people. The reason I don't help certain, I only help people I know is going to put out quality. And the reason I say that to say is I don't mind helping people, but I'm not going to help someone. That's just like when you're styling people. You give so many people so many advice, and then they still do what the fuck they want to do. I'm not.
Shout out to Jing Wen.
I'm not going to help anyone, and they're still going to do what they want to do. It's just a waste of my time. That's why I don't help people, because I'm going to get pissed. So I'm just not going
to do it. This is my thing. I have a little bit of a patience. So, like, you do, if you really are literally trying to make your events better and you really want to take our advice, invite us before you about to start an event. Like, hey, this is what I'm – you don't have to do this. I'm just saying if you really are serious, like, you like I want to do some – like, you thinking in your mind, like, I want to put together, like, a really nice event. Invite me. I will let you know whether or not I like this room or not. I will tell you why I don't like it. I'm going to give you my honest, thorough opinion about it, and I'm going to try to help you do better. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a mean person. I don't know if people think, like, I'm not – like, no, I will help you out, but y'all don't do that. So, it's like
– I tried for fucking Blue Leaks. He tried to invite me to his rock ball. I said, okay, let me see the room. Anybody that invites me somewhere or wants me, I always say, let me see the room. That's my biggest pet peeve because your room –
okay,
although
yeah,
this
sure.
is virtual, your room is – what sets the, the theory. You're like, your room has to be on point. That's the only way you're going to get that vibe. And when he told me no, I just said I'm not going to go.
And we talked about some experience. Like, when I was on, like, when we was doing the INVU, like, it was so much fun. And what made it fun is because, like, the chat rooms and, like, the rooms themselves, like, the venues, everything was just so, like, it just added to like the whole like that's why we had like really good memories of Lion View because of like the chat room with everything looked at the people like but
fun moments, yeah. Everything memories, da 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 da. Now so Jason, I know they let you off, but I'm not letting you off, motherfucker. Thank you for the free promotion. Thank you for letting me know and reassuring me that I am a legend. But Jason, sweetie, no matter what you say, you still blackball me from your event. So I don't want to hear nothing you have to say. Because let me say something. They said I had a problem with somebody at an event or something like that. Who did I have a problem with? First, I think they were talking about Keisha. First of all, I don't go to events. The only event I went to was Keisha Kayor's event. So who did I – did y'all see me arguing with anybody? Anybody from E! News?
No.
I didn't see nobody from E! News. So what
I'm
going to
say – they sensitive. That's all they say. They just real sensitive.
They can't take
the wife.
You know,
the girl is the wife. She's very sensitive.
The wife. I don't. Yeah. Dang. I can say hi to Jason the Ruler. All I said was, "Hey Jason, you look nice." I try so hard, and this is trying to push.
That's another reason why the event is not really up to par. Because like everyone that has worked with me knows, when it comes to any event award. Behind the scenes, oh, it's fucking hell. It's hell.
Yeah.
But I mean, from looking from side in, I mean, you can see why. And I don't think they have that. Like, you have to have a backbone. If you don't have a backbone, this shit is just you're gonna it's gonna be limp. You're not gonna have. You know what I mean?
Wait, a limp? What's that?
It's limp. Leaned over, nothing, no type of structure, no nothing. You know what I mean?
Limp.
A limp. A limp.
Limp.
Google it. We're not about to do this vocabulary. We're not. No. Let me.
Get more the same person who said Venu. Remember that a long time ago? He was like, Venu.
Get into the interview memories, guys. You can't take. He'll give it back. Now, like what I was saying. Jason DeRulo. Stop. Jason DeRulo. You're a nice person, but. Don't compliment me, and then you unfollow me. You unfollow me behind my back, and the whole time I seen it. Or was it your wife? I don't like your wife. I really don't. I don't like her behind that V either.
This is my
her
thing.
Makeup shows me. Her makeup behind the Abby shows me.
Don't, ah. No. Okay, we're ending the show right now. Brian, we're not going to go there. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Brian, we're not going to do
like that. And your venues look like that.
We're not, Brian.
I didn't say nothing about her. I said her makeup behind the Abby. She's not a bad looking woman.
Thank you. She's gorgeous.
Shows me why. Your events come out like that. Jason, I feel bad for you. But honestly, I feel like you're a knockoff Taliban and DZ. You and your wife are a knockoff Taliban and DZ.
Oh, my God.
You're trying to be Taliban and DZ. I don't think Taliban likes them anyway. But it doesn't work for y'all. You're not a power couple. Jason, I know you be cheating on that girl behind her back. She's not a pretty girl. She's not.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm not talking about behind the abs. I'm talking about her ass upon her.
Okay. So that's gonna be it for tonight.
That pink one
is
for you.
How many more minutes?
Another situation. We got like what?
Speaking of Jason,
5 minutes.
Since we're already on the conversation of Jason and their events, how do you guys feel about this Kesha, KOR, and Gucci Mane?
Next day,
the main event.
Well, y'all, I mean, I don't know.
The pictures were gorgeous. The edits were gorgeous. I love when she had her eyes closed.
The hype was there.
I originally was not going to go until I thought that AB was supposed to be performing. I was like, oh my God, okay, let me get her back up.
It was the lag event. It was nothing but full free lag.
Okay.
Like 20 something people that this is my thing. Like, I had the same amount of people at my concert. My concert has never been that laggy. And I have looked amazing. Like my venue, like if my concert looks better than your wedding, that's a problem. Your wedding is to be the most iconic thing on IMV. Like when I have my wedding with my significant other, I'm not gonna let y'all know because I am dating. I'm not.
Next day.
When I do get married, it's going to be the most iconic.
Next day.
Let's
go.
You ignorant ass bitch.
Open up the lines. Open up the lines, baby.
Yeah,
yo, we should open up the lines. Come on, y'all. We got 5 minutes. We got like 3 more.
Open them up.
All right. Caller 484, do you have anything to say, baby? If you hear a beep, that means you're on the line.
44. Next caller.
Next caller.
Because
we're talking about that bitch.
Okay. Caller 347, do you have anything to say? If you hear a beep, you're on the line.
Next caller.
Next
we talk about that bitch.
Caller 944. If you hear a beep, you're on the line. Do you have anything to say?
Next caller, because we're going to talk about another bitch.
I'm doing one more caller because I ain't got time. Caller 702, do you have anything to say?
Next caller.
Back to me. So, at the end of the day, Bryson, you do not have the mind capacity to come for anybody. Fenty Ray, you don't have the mind capacity to come for anybody. Jason Derulo,
I like Jason. I like his life. I want to say that. I just like that.
You're not.
Okay.
A legend.
No, we're not. We're going to leave Jason alone.
Because you tried it too many times, Jason. Okay. Listen. Here's what I want. Jason, honestly, I'm going to leave you and your wife alone, but this is what I want. Jason, I want a public Instagram apology, and I want to follow back. And then we can talk. Until then, don't address me, get like me.
Uh-oh.
And who else? Who else did we talk about tonight? We talked about, I don't know who we talked about. Y'all, I want y'all to DM me and tell me how y'all feel about Fair Tammy being on the Legends Court. I don't know. I feel like I could do it myself. Or should I have Gemma on there?
Yeah, I think you and Gemma would be a really good team if you and Gemma would be a legend. I'm not doing no more talk shows. This is my last one, y'all, I promise. I'm not doing no more because I'll have to take a back. I'm a producer now. I got to take the back row.
Oh, my God.
A little direction.
We got to teach her technical because she's not a good technical girl. She's not a good.
I'm not, because it's mathematical, and I don't like math. No.
So I always have to be the technical influencer.
Oh, God.
So, oh, God, what? Somebody talking on Instagram?
No.
Okay. So, okay, we got one more minute left. So anybody got closing things? Because I don't know how many. Okay, just say some.
Okay, let me get this on the court. Okay, I just want to give a shout-out to all my lawyer support, lawyer followers and supporters and fans out there. Talk about real women who follow me. Shout out to you guys. I love you guys. Don't ever think that I don't love my real women. I love my trainees. I love my straight men. I love all my followers. No matter what you are, I love all you guys. You guys should know that by now. Thank you.
Guillermo?
Close up the lines, bitch.
Okay. That's all you got to say?
That's it.
All right, y'all. So all I have to say is
I really want to give a shout-out to Jing Nguyen. Connecticut Blog has been
Well, we're not going to do it. Shout-out to me.
Jing, wake up, sweetie. Wake up. We are giving you full free promotion. Everybody go get your new stylist, your iconic stylist, Jing Nguyen. Because we all know all you girls on Instagram do not know how to dress. Let Jing Nguyen help you. I'm not editing no more pictures. Don't address me. Don't call me. Get like me. I need a few editing classes. Quick. Shout out to Drake. Fetty Wap.
Shout out to DeVore.
Who?
Yeah.
Fetty Wap.
Shut up.
You need to be with Jing Nguyen. We're setting you up on Hot or Not. And we're putting Jing Nguyen with all the cast members. We're putting you on Fetty Wap of Love. No, we're not. No, Sweetheart, no more songs, sweetie. No more albums, no more EPs. You've been putting out too many EPs and too many albums. Chrisida, sweetie, beautiful girl. We gotta stop putting out the...
Shout out to Chris.
You got a new album or EP every month. Every month she got an album. So, sweetie, we're going to have to tone that down. You got to get back to the studio.